The merry-go-round takes you up and down if you're riding on a good one, and round, you understand? Mm-hmm. Yes? Up and down and round and round. Do you remember jumping on a merry-go-round, and when you were really young, sometimes it seemed as if it was moving fast when you first got on, and you sort of wobbled over to an animal, and then maybe you ensconced yourself, or relative, mom, dad, someone, bigger brother, sister helped you on, and then you may have, to your dismay, found out that as it is going around, your creature is not going up and down.
Yes.
You just got on a round and round, not a round and up and down. So, now you are round and round and up and down. It means you get the full spectrum. We have mentioned time and again that your emotionality is the key to your uniqueness and to your humanity. And emotionality has been... let's say, probably the biggest bump in the road that all versions of humanity have had to deal with. High emotionality is unique, and it is rich and ripe within the 3D version of the Living Library. Other states of consciousness, other realms of being, imbued with perhaps emotionality, but different in the way that it works in your physical forms. Emotionality is a sign of intelligence. Do you understand this? Mm-hmm. A lack of emotionality, a deadpan person, dead in the eyes, whatever, there may be a repression, and emotionality is hidden and built up, but yet stuffed away. So the person seems as if they have no emotionality at all. This sort of person is either programmed to be in such a situation, highly dissociative over events that they had no control over, so to speak, and had no way of coping with them. A person who, let's say, does not give themselves permission to feel on a very basic level. A person perhaps with no water in their chart, another way of looking at it. A person who was raised in a household that said emotions are bad. Never show emotion. It's a very Puritanistic Western world thing. Middle Eastern people are definitely highly emotive. But move over to Japan and some of the Eastern, Far Eastern societies, and emotions must be very suppressed. Do you understand? So emotions have a key underlying purpose in the healing along the lines of time. Memories are always connected to emotions. You understand this? This is why music works for you. Because in general, when you have a favorite song, or even if it is not a favorite song, if someone's singing happy birthday to you, you get the idea, well, this is my day. Yes?
Yes.
And then however that day unfolds, but it is being acknowledged as your day. So you have these associations. You form beliefs around emotions. The beliefs are not real in terms of what you call real factual reality. The beliefs are responses or interpretations that are linked along a web of time. And they are poignantly placed and triggered, and they rise up in their own season in the very best of circumstances. Just like if you plant something in the autumn and the circumstances are not appropriate, say for a certain type of lettuce or something to really come into fruition, say kale or peas or something like this, the seeds may wait if they do not get frozen, and then really sprout up in the spring when conditions are ideal. Think of emotionality as something growing inside of you that is healthy, that is vibrant, and it is looking for expression, and it finds its expression in its own season.